Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Josh. I'm from Sacramento, California, and I love the show. Keep it up. Really good. So a story that I have happened to my friend and me dates back about 28 years ago when I was 10 years old. And he lived at San Francisco, California, and I was sleeping over at his house. It was a two-story townhome, and it was a Friday. The following day, Saturday, we were going to be going to an amusement park. The amusement park is called Great America in Santa Clara. So we were all excited because we were going to go over there. And we were talking in the evening about what rides we were going to get on first, all that good stuff, and what we're going to get on second, et cetera. So we weren't sleepy. Now his parents go upstairs, go to bed. It's about 11 in the evening now, and we're still downstairs. And so his older brother, who at that time was 16, my friend was 12 years old. His brother was like 16. He comes down and he asks us why we're still up. We tell him we're figuring it out, what we're going to do for tomorrow. And he says, well, I want to read you guys something. So he pulls out this book, kind of thick volume, that I looked at the cover, and it was famous stories of, or popular stories by witches, ghosts, goblins, fairies, something like that. And he opened it and it had illustrations, had little stories, paragraphs about certain myths and lore of these creatures. So he reads quite a bit to us, and now it's probably closer to midnight or a little past midnight, and well, we figure we should go upstairs to the room, try to sleep. So we go upstairs, and his room, he had a bunk bed. And so I take the top bunk, he takes the bottom, and the foot of the bed is right next to the door. So if you open the door, you wouldn't be able to open it all the way. It'll hit the foot of the bunk bed. So our feet are toward the door, and the lights are off, and we're talking about, still in hushed tones, about the next day. And suddenly, I hear a creaking noise, and I squeaking noise, and I know it's the door. And my eyes had gotten accustomed to the dark, so I do see the door starting to open, and slowly, and I'm thinking, great, you know, like, his parents now have caught us, we're still up, we're not asleep, we're going to get in trouble. And so the door opens, and I start hearing my friend from beneath me start making a noise like he's scared, or like almost like a gasp, a sustained gasp coming out from him. And so now I'm not thinking anything bad. I'm thinking it's still the parents or the mom or dad. So I'm waiting for whoever it is to just come and peek out through the bunk. And I start seeing some sort of glow. And what I see next, floating into the room, is an arm. I see it because it's outlined in this glowish light. And it has, I remember, long nails, and it looked like it was very hairy, the outline of it. So it goes, it floats to the middle of the room, turns around, and closes the door. A few seconds later, I guess we come to, and he kind of screams a little bit. I jump off the bunk from the top. I landed. The adrenaline, I guess, and I didn't hurt. And we ran into into his parents' room, and he's waking them up. Mom, Dad, did you see the hand? Did you see the hand? And they wake up, and they're like, no. And to be honest, I have no idea how we went to sleep that night. The following Monday, I'm 10 years old, I'm in fifth grade. Following Monday, I go to school, and during lunch, I go to the library, and I'm looking at the books, and I see this red book. I look at the spine of the book, and it says, famous monsters from around the world. I grab it, sit down, and I start looking, flipping through the pages, and there's drawings and pictures of like the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, etc., and little paragraphs next to the pictures or drawings explaining what the creature is. As I'm flipping through the pages, I come to a page and I stop because there is a drawing, not a picture, but a drawing of a furry hand, an arm, sorry, long nails all the way up to the elbow joint. And I get scared a little bit because creeped out because this just looks like what I saw 3 days before, 3 nights ago. And so I read a little paragraph, and the little bits that I remember reading, it said that it was a demon, and it gave the name of the demon, that it lived under stairs. And I remember that, you know, we had to go upstairs to his room, and that it likes to be called grandpa or grandfather, and it does not like being called foul names or foul words. And so I closed it, and this is what we saw. This is what I saw. So I didn't think about it much afterwards, and I kept going to his house, and we never talked about it. One day, we go into his closet. He wants, he says there's like a false little door that you can move and go to the attic. But we were small, so he wants to look to see what's up there. So he pulls up a chair and he moves the ceiling, the false ceiling. And so he doesn't climb up there, but he reaches in his hand. He's searching around. He hits something. He says, I found something. And he brings it down. It's a box. It's a faded box, like a shoe box. And so he brings it up to the bed, and he opens it. And what we see inside are like three little like baby food jars with brownish water, like old brownish water. And next to it, inside the box, are little bones. I don't know if there were fish bones. I don't know what kind of bones. I was small. I was, you know, 10 years old. I don't know. So I put that back. So he agrees and he puts it back. And that stuck in my head, and I'm thinking, there's something wrong with the house. Somebody perhaps before them, renters before them perhaps were doing something in the occult. I don't know. Well, I didn't see, they moved, and I didn't see him until we were like 15 or 14. He was like 16. And I had to bring it up about the arm, and I mentioned it to him. I said, hey, do you remember, you know, when some years ago we saw that arm? And he goes, yeah, I just didn't want to ever talk about it. And that was it. We didn't. Now, fast forward now, about, I'd say maybe like about a year ago, I found him on Facebook. He's living in Florida now. And I connected, reconnected with him just through Facebook Messenger. We haven't talked on the phone, but just through text messages. And I had to bring it up again. I said, hey, it wasn't just me. Remember 28 years ago when we were little and we were going to go to that amusement park? Remember that night after your brother read us that book? Do you remember what we saw? And he texts back saying, oh my God, yes, that was so creepy. It was that arm. And at that point, I knew that it wasn't just me that had seen that. We both saw the same exact thing at the exact same moment. Further, that book that I found in the library, I think further stamped on my brain the fact that this was a real apparition that we saw.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.